Marin. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, philosopher kings and queens, geniuses and victims, haters of all kinds, and of course, just these snotty progressives out there. It's Friday. It's the last day before vacation.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. I just watched it on CNN. I just watched Bush and his strange robotic wife on television talking to that, you know, that weird, you know, old Jew, Larry King, and his
suspender. Hey, wait a minute. Larry King is my man. I love Larry King, man. I used to listen to him on radio.
I got no problem with Larry King. I learned from Larry King. Larry King, you put it out there, and then you go, yeah. And and what if he did? But he asked him some pretty challenging questions. I mean, not challenging questions, but he didn't cut any corners really. He put him on the carpet about the Swift Votes for Truth ads and Bush.
Yeah, he did come after him a little bit about that.
And right? Bush, you know, basically made the issue about he said, you know,
get rid of the soft money ads. That's a load of crap.
Right. He knew everything that was going on. They're both in there. I don't know. I haven't heard it. I have. You know, maybe we should play it for him, Chris. Do you have that second installment of the? You do.
Yeah,
we do.
We should email this to the White House.
Can we hear it? Please, I always enjoy this. The second installment of the Swift Votes for Truth, people.
If you have any questions about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
John Kerry? He bad.
John Kerry bad. I don't like him.
John Kerry bad.
John Kerry loses.
Me no like John Kerry.
He not good.
John Kerry's my poop fire truck.
John Kerry not good.
Kerry no good.
Bad.
I don't like John Kerry.
John Kerry took my shoe.
Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
The range of mentally challenged dialogue that Brendan McDonald came up
with. You and all the participants in that ad are evil.
I know, come on.
You are evil. You are the spawn of Satan.
It's hilarious. I mean,
it is, but like, you're still the spawn of Satan.
Literally, Brendan had three distinctive tones. you know what I mean? They're so sensitive and perfect. So there's a lot of things going on.
Yes.
When I got to Tough Crowd last night, the McCreevy thing was just breaking. So they were in a flurry. It's like, oh my God, how can we write some gay jokes in 2 minutes? You know, somebody get on it. Are we going to add it as a topic? What are we going to do? You know, it was like, it was breaking news. You know, it was right up Tough Crowd's alley. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
But the show went pretty good. I got to be honest with you. I had a great time on Tough Crowd last night.
Really?
And it's odd because that show, a lot of times you walk away from it going, dang, I could have, why didn't I just, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, you don't always feel good about it. But last night we had fun. And I don't care what anyone says. I got to be honest with you, man. Artie Lang was cracking me up. You know, he's Stern's guy, and he's been around for years. He used to be on Mad TV. He drinks a lot, and he likes to gamble, and he's kind of pretty homophobic. But you know what? He's a pretty good clown. You know what I mean? I mean, that's one thing I realize. It's interesting. Like, I do the show, and sometimes people email in or they get on the blog. It's like, Colin Quinn's an ass. You know, show him, feed him his lunch, do whatever. And then when I get around some of these guys, you know, it's like I realize, oh, my God, we're the clowns. You know what I mean? We're the comics. These are the guys. I've known these guys for years, and they're just entertainers. You know what I mean? They like to provoke people, but it felt funny.
This culture, is there really anything as just an entertainer? I mean, aren't you guys a little deeper than just entertainers?
Well, I don't know. Point. Sometimes I think it might all be entertainment. I don't know that, you know, I think that the desertion, is that what am I trying to say? Discernment should go the other way. That what isn't entertainment that becomes the real question.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you watched George W. Bush with his wife on Larry King. Was that entertainment?
You know, I found it so compelling, you know, because you just sit there and you're looking for something in that face. You're looking for some, you know, evidence of thought. You know, some evidence of planning. Some evidence of somebody who has any foresight whatsoever. And it just isn't there. It's almost fascinating to watch the guys, you know, he's so vapid and so, you know, impulsive and in the moment that You know, you just see things feed into his head, little talking points that he knows he should get to, and if he's lucky, he'll actually do it correctly. But most of the time, he jumbles it up, and then he gets that weird defensive kind of, like, insecure smirk. I've never seen a guy more unsure of himself in the present than that
guy. But you know what?
Guy.
You know what the ultimate paradox is in that, though, Mark? You have to ask yourself, how can a guy that vapid be so cunning politically? There are 100 guys. He's not the only one, by the way. There are 100 guys in Congress who are just like him, who are just as vapid, but just as successful at politics. And what you come to realize after I've done this for a long time, what I come to realize is that being successful politically has nothing to do with character, smarts, the ability to legislate, the ability to understand anything about your job or the process that's involved. The genius of politics is being able to get reelected and very little else.
I can't quite figure it out. You know, there's a false graciousness. There's a false humility. There's something, there actually is something, you know,
something false about a politician, impossible.
No, but, yeah, but you're asking what his gift is as a natural politician. I'm trying to figure
that
out.
It's not a gift. It's cunning.
I know, but it's not something that comes naturally to everybody.
No!
I mean, you know, he obviously, being that he's not smart, and, you know, and he's sort of naturally manipulative, and I think deep down, he wants people to really like him. I mean, I think he's not a lot different than Clinton in the core of their insecurity.
Okay. I'll agree with you there.
You know, it's different people that he expects to like him, but he definitely wants people's approval. He wants people to like him. He wants people to give him, you know, the power, you know. But he really is, I think, fundamentally an insecure person.
But you see, somewhere along the line,
obviously,
he came to realize that all those things that he lacked are not a bar to being a successful politician. He got himself elected governor of Texas with virtually no experience whatsoever, you know, served as governor. What did he do?
But
he executed Carla Faye Tucker. That's what most people know George W. Bush as, you know, the hallmark of his career as the governor of a state.
He executed a lot of people.
I know, but Carla Faye Tucker was
right, but I think what happened was is people with real evil genius, you know, and I'm not saying he's not one, you know, saw this guy, realized his natural cunning, and also saw that he was the namesake.
And also saw he was a blank slate.
Right, and a great brand name.
Yeah.
You know,
you may be right. I think you're right about
that. And
this.
They said this guy, you know, with the right guidance can take it all. And I think that's what happened. He's almost like a Manchurian candidate. Because the one thing you do, you know, sense when you watch him is that there's no way that this guy is making the big decisions. There's no way he's capable of designing, you know, a policy. There's no way that he's capable of doing anything other than being told what to do and focusing that cunning on doing it.
I think he does have some very basic ideas about what it is he wants to do. And I think those very basic raw threads are then molded by the people around him, including Dick Cheney, including Donald Rumsfeld, including these heads that have been around for the last 20 years trying to figure out how to take over the world.
Yes.
And he's developed this into a very clever, and of course, on top of that, you got the icing on the cake, Karl Rove and Andrew Card, who are politically savvy people who understand how to create a message, how to make that message come across to people. And the amazing thing to me is that they have been able to take and craft George W. Bush, a vapid, vacuous human being, into a very cunning, very clever political candidate that is, you know, stands a decent chance of running well in this election. I still say it's not going to be close, folks. I'm not going back on that. You can flog me in Macy's window if John Kerry gets served on November 2nd. But right now, I still don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you're right. The other thing I notice about Bush is that it's that weird presence of convert. He definitely reeks of born-againness. He definitely has a strange, you know, immediacy to him and a faith in his disposition that comes from being a fanatic. And I feel that with both of them.
Yeah. Now, I know there are people in Miami particularly who are sitting there saying to themselves, well, gee, now you spent all this first 15 minutes bashing George W. You didn't say anything about the big scandal that's going on, the gay guy who was in the governor's mansion in Jersey, Jim McGreevy. But you know what? We're going to talk about it. Let's hear a little bit of the governor as we go to break so people know that we will come back and discuss that as well. We are fair and balanced.
Because of my resolve and also thinking that I was doing the right thing, I forced what I thought was an acceptable reality unto myself. a reality which is layered and layered with all the, quote, good things and all the, quote, right things.
And he was standing right next to the layer he calls his wife.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Air America Radio.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be...
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Pretty interesting show today. Excited that this is a Friday. I'm all jacked up on the M&M's, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I had a muffin.
Who is that music?
I know, it's a new one.
It's a new one?
I don't recognize it. It's not one of mine.
Tell us. Enlighten us.
I don't really know his name.
Oh.
It's not one of my CDs.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it came from somewhere. Later in the show, actually, after the next break, we're going to have Catherine Blackledge, author of The Story of V, A Natural History to Female Sexuality, and we will be discussing the cultural history of the vagina.
That's right. And we,
this
two
is very
men.
Important stuff.
This is our all-male show we got here. We are going to discuss this issue with sensitivity.
Dignity. Yeah.
Integrity.
And we're also going to learn that men have clitorises, apparently.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited, because I got to be honest with you. I've gone over that area with a fine-tooth comb. I've examined it. I've poked around, prodded around. And if there's one in there, I certainly would like to know, just for my own entertainment.
Well, better a fine-tooth comb than an afro pick.
Speaking of that region... is that wrong? Is that a bad segue? I'll tell you, I'm watching MacReady on TV last night, and I saw a guy, when he made that announcement, I saw a guy that looked relieved.
Yeah.
I saw a guy that looked like a burden had been lifted off his back. I saw a wife that looked like she knew that this was going
on.
For
a long time.
To me, it's sad that things have to come to head like this, but for some people, actually for most people, they can't admit exactly their personal truths until they are about to be caught.
All right, now let's set this up for people. James McGreevy, I woke up yesterday afternoon like about 4:45. I slept for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I woke up just in time to miss the initial, the live announcement. I saw it like 2 minutes later. This was on the local New Jersey news channel.
Yeah.
And it shocked everybody. New Jersey, for those of you who've never been to the Garden State, has a history of very rough and tumble politics.
Yeah.
Politicians in Jersey play gotcha all the time. And believe me, in the wake of this resignation, and for those of you who might not know this, James McGreevy, governor of New Jersey since 2001, actually early 2002, I guess, resigned in the wake of having to admit that he was gay. He had a gay affair. The guy, apparently, that he was allegedly involved with in this liaison has supposedly filed a lawsuit or was prepared to file a lawsuit in court charging James McGreevy with sexual harassment. The guy, whose name is Golan Seifel, Seipel, was hired in 2002 as an advisor to the state's Office of Homeland Security. He resigned 8 months later, that was because it turned out he didn't really have a whole heck of a lot of experience.
Is that all the information we have about the harassment suit? I mean, I didn't see any information as to why exactly, you know, what the exact case was. You know, was he fired? Was he, you know, threatened? I mean, we don't have any of those details. I guess it'll come out today.
There is spin already from McGreevy's office about what this is all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make it sound like it's quasi-extortionate.
Like the guy was going to blackmail him.
Well, McGreevy's office called the FBI on the guy and said that he had asked for $5 million to quash the suit. Federal law enforcement confirms that.
So the guy basically said, okay, the picture you're getting is that this was a guy that said, I'm going to out you by accusing you of sexual harassment publicly if you don't give me $5 million.
That's the way McGreevy's office is spinning this. The other spin, the Republicans are saying McGreevy would have maintained the status quo, would have stayed in the closet had it not been for the lawsuit, and there's no way in the world he would have resigned had it not been for the lawsuit. In other words, there's no,
he wouldn't have come out, he wouldn't have copped to it, he would have just been business as usual. Like, you know, can a guy have hobbies?
Yeah. You know? I don't know if his wife, Dina Matos McGreevy, would think it was
I always wonder about stuff like that. When things go on for this long, you know, how much people know or they don't know. Sometimes the people that are closest really don't know. I mean, I know that from experience. A lot of people like to say, like, she knew somewhere. You know, I believe that this had been going on and that, you know, there was an agreement.
Well, he essentially said that he had been wrestling with his sexuality for a long time, back through his first marriage.
Sometimes he'd wrestle with his clothes on, sometimes...
Let's hear what Governor McGreevy had to say about facing the truth of who he is.
One has to look deeply into the mirror of one's soul and decide one's unique truth in the world. Not as we may want to see it or hope to see it, but as it is. And so my truth is that I am a gay American.
That's it.
It's weird that, you know, he brought up shame, you know, and I guess that what he's specifically referring to is that, you know, one, he was in an extramarital marital affair, and two, you know, he got caught in this sort of sordid, triangle of blackmail, potentially. But I don't think he's saying he's ashamed of being gay. I still don't quite understand why he didn't fight it out, why he didn't admit to it, because he seemed pretty proud. He didn't seem, he seemed contrite in a way, but like I said,
He's been contrite about the affair, but not contrite about being gay.
Which is good, but then why did he feel like he had to step down?
Because, first of all, apparently he was, there were a number of different strains of thought among his closest advisors, including a group of advisors who told him to tough it out. Told him not to resign. Right up until the minute before he stepped before those microphones, there were people telling him, tough it out, don't quit. apparently he felt that the whole taint of scandal, and remember that there have been a number of scandals.
There was that guy that was going to blackmail some people with hookers, right? What was that about? Do you remember that? Wasn't that around McGreevy, the dude?
Oh,
that was,
Kushner.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. What
yes,
was that
yes,
about?
Yes,
he, was
that
a, was, he was a McGreevy fundraiser?
Yes, he was a top McGreevy fundraiser and a guy who was almost the chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And there were several other people who had been around McGreevy who had been caught up in some form of scandal or another. And I think he would. I think he felt that he would not have been able to govern with a gay sexual harassment lawsuit hanging over his head. But in the world of politics generally, and in New Jersey politics in particular, when this kind of vacuum takes place, there is a political aftermath. One, McGreevy very deliberately chose November 15th to resign.
Mm-hmm.
Because had he chosen an earlier date before the election, there would have been a special election, and it would not have been the president of the New Jersey State Senate, a guy named Cody,
yeah,
who would have stepped in as acting governor. So this way, there's no risk of a Republican taking Jim McGreevy's place.
Well, that's good.
You know, so, yeah, so that's
one. And thank
one.
God it wasn't a senator or congressman. We can't afford to lose any more of those.
Well, see, now that's the second part of all this.
Okay.
Who steps into the power vacuum left in the wake of McGreevy's decision to resign? The first person who's being talked about, and I knew this before I even saw it in the copy, the first person being talked about to replace Jim McGreevy in next year's gubernatorial election is none other than, drum roll please, Senator John Corzine. Okay. Yeah, he's the one that people think will be the presumptive. Nobody thinks right now that Cody is going to be the man.
Isn't that a step sideways, though? Why would he do that?
Because New Jersey has the most powerful office of the governor in the nation. That's why.
Mm.
You can do things as governor. You control virtually every single appointment in the state. If someone, for example, a congressman or a state senator or an assembly person, ends up, in a situation where they make an appointment you don't like, you make them pay.
You can also go down to the set of the last season of The Sopranos and just hang out.
Yeah, there you go. Now, before we go, we do want to talk about what happened in California yesterday. Not just because it involves, you know, gay issues, but it is a gay issue.
Okay.
A court in California voided almost 4,000 gay marriages, saying that San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom overstepped his authority by issuing those licenses.
Oh, that's sad for all those people that spend so much time waiting and then getting the. I imagine the symbolism of it will still hold true, but it's really it's too bad.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this was actually like one of those slippery slope issues where people were saying that, you know, a local official could sanction polygamy if they wanted to. You know, it's interesting that I won't call them all homophobes, but the anti-gay community always takes the worst possible scenario and applies it to this.
They buckled to a Christian group is what they did. Isn't that what happened?
Well,
they sort of buckled to that sort of anti-gay.
Yeah,
you know,
well, there were a bunch of people,
coalition.
Yeah, family coalitions. I think there was one even in Arizona, not like it's any of their business.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, certainly is. When we come back, the presidential palm pilot, the liberal agenda, and Catherine Blackledge talks about the vagina. Here.
Vaginas.
Oh, see, there you go, on Air America Radio.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry is making headway in the battleground states. In his bid to unseat President Bush, a new poll shows Kerry gaining ground in several states in which he once had narrow leads. The fighting rages on in Iraq as American and Iraqi soldiers win control of the holy city of Najaf. Five Iraqis were killed in the takeover. Two American soldiers were wounded. No sign of radical Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr as the offensive continues. New Jersey residents are still acclimating this morning from a state house bombshell development that their governor is gay and had a secret affair with another man, prompting his resignation yesterday. And Vice President Dick Cheney has resurfaced on the campaign trail, taking straight aim at Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Cheney was in Dayton, Ohio yesterday, ridiculing Kerry for calling for a more sensitive war on terrorists. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
What do you call 20 million gays and lesbians? A dream market. How do you reach this dream market? Become an exhibitor at the Gay Life Expo, November 6th and 7th at the Javits Convention Center. Our audience has almost double the national average household income, spend prolifically, and are extremely brand loyal. They are highly educated, travel extensively, and entertain frequently. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Sell and promote your products. Get consumer feedback or names on mailing lists of potential customers. Make an enormous impact on one of the most highly desirable demographic groups. All in an upscale, fun environment. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Produced by CMA, a Matthew Bank Steve Levenberg event. Call 212-352-3535.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
Randy Rhodes.
You know, DuPont Circle is not easy to navigate. I know, I've been to Washington a million times, and you can't really find your way around DuPont Circle. You never know where to exit off that thing. You can end up going round and round all day long, which would be fine if you were a terrorist, driving erratically, something, anything. By that time, D.C. police could pull up and say, you're under arrest, Mr. Bin Laden. It's going to be something stupid like that. It always is. You know, stupid taillight is what gets the drug dealer in jail for 25 years. You know, it's not like they actually catch him.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Blah, 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 blah.
Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives. Oh, my God. We've got to... Oh, what is that? Oh.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Mark Maron here with Mark Riley, Air America Radio, Morning Sedition, Friday, the day before our vacation, taking it easy, talking about the issues. Right now I've got Ramon, who just apparently has, he's out on the lawn in front of the White House, naked with an Air America t-shirt on. That's all he's wearing. And he said, "Here's a, this is a presidential palm pilot for today. Here's the schedule for the president. He's out of town, so Ramon is, you know, obviously not working. 7 o'clock a.m., wake up on West Coast. Stay on message. Kerry is sensitive on terror. 10 a.m., fly from California to Oregon. Reset watch to 1 hour north. 12:15 p.m. Speak at Small Business Summit, Portland, Oregon. Assure them I'm not just a tool of big business. I want to be a tool of small business as well. 2 p.m. Chop down a redwood. 4 p.m. Speak to Microsoft executives. Thank them for spell check. 6 p.m. Kill an otter. 7:20 p.m. Speak at fundraising dinner, Medina, Washington. As a treat for donors, tell them they can all pile into Air Force One for a quick flight to Vancouver to load up on affordable prescription drugs. Yeah. 11 p.m. bedtime. Think happy thoughts. Headline, quote, New Jersey governor admits gay affair with John Edwards. End quote. Here we go. The author of The Story of V, a natural history of female sexuality, This is a pretty fascinating book, actually. I took it home, and it does give you. It's not sordid or perverse. It's a very sort of overall view of the cultural, historical, sexual implications, the symbology, the whole nine yards of the vaginal orifice. Please welcome Catherine Blackledge to the show. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. I'm Mark.
Yeah, hi. Nice to talk to you. So after all these years, is the vagina still a mystery?
It's not a mystery, because there's lots of information out there, but I think that, lots of stories about the vagina, the mythology of the vagina, and some science of the vagina, hasn't been told, as much as it could be.
Oh, really? And you've told it. You've told the story. So is there, now, there's been a lot of taboos around the vagina. I'm assuming most of the original taboos were around the vagina. And what does all that have to do with the perception of female sexuality historically?
Well, I think the vagina is still very much a taboo topic. I mean, I can't say some of the words which we use to describe the vagina, and that just shows, you know, how taboo it is. Also, there are some countries who won't even show, it's illegal in Japan to publish color photographs of female genitalia, and America has a problem with color photographs of female genitalia, too.
I have no problem with color photographs.
Pardon?
I have no problem with color
photographs. I'm glad to hear that, yeah. but they'd rather not have books like mine with color photographs inside,
yes.
You know, whereas, you know, in terms of pornography, I'm very happy to sell that.
Why is it taboo?
Why is it taboo? I think it's still taboo because I think we still fear the vagina a lot. I mean, it's an amazing organ. It's got the ability to, you know, create life, cradle life, give birth to it. And also women have the capacity to just have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. And I think those things are so powerful that there's a lot of fear associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Blackledge, has this always been the vagina's history? Has it always been considered sinful? Has it always been a taboo to talk about it?
No, definitely not. If you go back more than 2,000 years, so before Christianity, there's a fantastic history of the vagina where it is seen as something to be revered, where it is seen as something sacred, and you still see that in some beliefs today, in Taoism.
Can you give us some examples of that?
They say that the vagina is the source of everything and that we should focus on it, and that those that focus on it are those that will have, say, eternal life, extreme pleasure. If you look at, there's a beautiful body of vaginal art. I was amazed when I discovered this. You know, for thousands and thousands of years, people have been creating beautiful artwork where they personify the vagina.
Yeah.
And they really perceive it as something that... you see, there was one point in history where the role of men in reproduction wasn't known. It was just seen that women produced children, and, you know, women were seen as something almost godlike.
Well, there's that beautiful painting by, who is it, Courbet? Is it
Courbet, The Origin of the World.
Yeah.
Yes, it sums it up, I think. You know, there was that time when women were seen as the origin of the world, and that's reflected in artwork from thousands of years ago and from religious beliefs. But I think we still have those ideas today. There's a motif that I talk about in the book about raising the skirt. If women raise their skirts and show their vaginas, then they have the power to drive away the devil. They could... If a bear appears out of the woods, in Russian folklore, it says that if a woman shows her vagina to it, the bear will run off.
But it could also attract some devils as well.
It could attract some devils. But those beliefs are still here today. You know, it's still reported in the papers that you know, if women want to increase the yield of the crops, that they will do that: raise a skirt, show their vaginas.
I've never seen that in any of the farm lore of the American prairie.
You've never been looking hard.
That's probably true.
Catherine Blackledge, I'm curious about how these taboos over time have played into, you mentioned that some of these things are still in play today. Some of these things are still having an impact today. How so?
In terms of taboos. Well, I think that there is still some fear of the vagina. If you think, one of my thoughts on why we fear the vagina, and perhaps why men fear the vagina, one, it's that it can't orgasm after women can experience orgasm after orgasm, and most men can't, though some men can, I have to say. And I think so there's the fear of this sexuality that women will make men impotent, and you see that in the myths about vagina dentata, the vagina with teeth, you know, that can castrate and emasculate men. But also I think the other issue is that until about 20 years ago, when we the advent of DNA testing, there wasn't a single man in the world who could ever be 100% confident that any child was his. And I think that's an incredible idea for women to get their heads around, because women always know that a child is theirs. And I think in that you have some beginning of perhaps why men fear the vagina.
A primal insecurity almost.
Yeah.
Exactly, a primal insecurity. And perhaps things will start to change now, because men can get that certainty now. And for, you know, millennia, they haven't been able to.
But they're still going to have to deal with the orgasm after orgasm after orgasm threat.
Male sexuality, some men can achieve orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. But
Without a pause?
Some pause is required, yeah, but that's true for women as well. And I mean, one of the things that I was fascinated by when I was writing the book was I discovered that men have a clitoris.
We're going to talk about that after the break, because I want a map. And, we'll be back after this on Air America Radio.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
We're talking to Catherine Blackledge here on Morning Sedition. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mark. That's Mark. I'm Aaron. That's Riley.
Yep.
We're on the phone. We're about to learn about the male clitoris, which I couldn't be more excited about. Because honestly, you know, I've been away from my wife for weeks. And I have to tell you, if there is one, I have time to find it, Catherine. So tell me about this.
Well, you have a clitoris, and it's exactly the same shape as a woman's clitoris, which is, it's a wishbone shape. Your clitoris runs the length of your penis, or almost the length of your penis.
On the underside?
So from the root to just beneath the tip of your penis. So you can't actually touch the tip of the clitoris, whereas you can touch the actual tip of a woman's clitoris.
We call that a shaft.
Pardon?
We call that the shaft.
The shaft of your penis.
Yeah.
And basically the only difference between a man's clitoris and a woman's is that a woman's have got slightly longer legs than a man's. And a man's is about 12 centimeters long, a woman's about 10 centimeters. But your clitoris is the structure that it gives you an erection, and the same is true for a woman. Her clitoris is the structure that gives her an erection. Now, it's exquisitely sensitive.
Yeah, and ours is, and the other difference is, of course, we have the penis connected to the clitoris.
Well, in essence, the penis is the structure that goes around your clitoris, and the same
is
true for the vagina.
You can't dismiss the penis like that, Catherine.
Well, you can't dismiss the vagina like that. Both are incredibly important.
Exactly. So, now, you also say in your book that the nose has a clitoris, which I'm excited to know about that, too.
Yeah. Basically, there's a structure in the nose which swells when you're sexually aroused. And you might have noticed that some people say sneeze when they're sexually aroused. I have a male friend who always does this. Even like sexual thoughts can trigger it. And for years there's been this idea that as above, so below, that there are connections between genitalia and the nose and the mouth. And in fact, at the start of the last century, it spawned a brand of medicine called nasosexual medicine, and they thought that if you treated the nose, you'd treat the genitalia. So for women who have period problems, they'd dab cocaine on their nose, which it probably helped with their period problems.
Wow. So you're saying that they put cocaine on their nose?
They did, yeah, with the belief that it would help with any menstrual disorder.
I did that from 1978 to 1989.
Uh-huh.
Catherine Blackledge, I have to ask you, are there health implications in some of the things that you're talking about here? I mean, not so much, I guess, wellness implications, but the idea that the body is all connected is something that you hear a lot in Eastern medicine.
Yes, it is. And I mean, I believe firmly that the body is connected. I mean, one of the Eastern ideas is that there's a nerve pathway that runs from your upper lip to your clitoris. And so gently stimulating, say, a woman's upper lip is a wonderful way of getting her aroused. And I'd go along with this wholeheartedly.
Wait. Gently stimulating what? Hold on, I'm writing this down. Gently stimulating what?
If you kiss a woman, to kiss her very gently, stimulating her upper lip,
okay.
And she'll feel that instant connection to her clitoris, and I'd vouch for this.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Hold on a minute.
There.
I want to know also about this thing you say on the back of the book, that the vagina has blind sight. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, the idea about blind sight is that some people who are blind, so they can't see, if something is placed in front of them, they are able to be aware of it. It's almost like they have some extrasensory perception. This is only some people who are blind. And the same is true for some people, some women who have had spinal cord injuries, so they can't actually feel anything from the waist down. Studies have shown that using a vibrator, these women, even though they can't feel anything, can still have an orgasm. So it's as if the vagina has some extrasensory perception, and that's the idea of blind sight. And for me, it just shows how incredibly sensitive and how receptive to pleasure female genitalia are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Can we talk about the female orgasm real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I just would like to know, because what is the nature of it? How long has it been around? What is its biological purpose? And how come so many?
How come so many? I believe because the vagina is such a powerful structure. It's so muscular. Its capacity to expand that means it has this great capacity to orgasm after orgasm. And there's so many different parts to it, and there's so many different pathways to orgasm. So not just clitoral orgasm. You can have an orgasm just by squeezing your vaginal muscles. You can have an orgasm by stimulating the cervix, or an orgasm by stimulating the G-spot, which is the female prostate, and you can have female ejaculation as well because of that. And I mean, female orgasm has always, it's always been said that if you wanted to divide up pleasure, three parts go to women and one part only to men. And that idea is seen in all different cultures.
You know, I'm going on vacation today with my wife, and I've got my work cut out for me. Will you stay over for one more segment with us, please, Catherine?
Yes, sure.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute here on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now, 1-800-448-6600.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer checking their credit report. This one's going to be fun.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
So I got all this down, the nose, the upper lip. There are three different types of orgasm, which I kind of knew. Mm-hmm. I now can proudly say to my wife, I have a clitoris. And all this thanks to Catherine Blackledge, who gave me a lot of new information. She's still on the phone with us here on Morning's Edition. I'm Mark, that's Mark.
Hi.
I'm Maren, that's Riley. So the evolution of the female orgasm is, on a biological level, what is the purpose of the female orgasm?
Well, I believe the original purpose of orgasm was to coordinate the movement of egg and sperm inside mm-hmm, the
mm-hmm,
woman,
mm-hmm.
And also, you know, for men to shoot it out. And although it's known that female orgasm isn't necessary for conception to occur. But
right.
that was only discovered in the 1770. There are some studies that show that actually if a woman does have an orgasm, it will increase her chance of conceiving a child massively. There's lots of women who conceive towards the end of the menstrual cycle when really they shouldn't be ovulating at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've had good sex, they've had fantastic orgasms, and they've actually released an egg and ovulated in response to that orgasm.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So I believe so, that's the basis.
So the Riven method is not the best way to go about things.
Not if you're having fantastic orgasms.
Yeah, right. I'm curious. Your book talks about the fact that female fetuses can actually masturbate in the womb.
Yeah. It's been known for a while, ultrasound usually about eight months old in the womb, show males with erections and their hands touching their penises and playing with them.
Uh-huh.
And fairly recently, there was an ultrasound was done of a female baby, and she was shown with her fingers touching her clitoris and rubbing them around the whole area, and you could see the actual and spasms that went through her body as she orgasmed. And, you know, that the mother was watching this and the doctors present. And I think it, again, shows that there is this incredible capacity for pleasure. And after all, if you're in the womb, there's not much else to do.
Yeah, it's also it's probably the best time you'll ever have in your life.
Exactly, the most pleasurable time possibly. No, that's not true.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a very stimulating conversation, Catherine. Good luck with the book. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is this book available on Air America?
Sure.
The Story of V, A Natural History to Female Sexuality.
I liked talking to her, you know, and I thought it went pretty well. And some of the bloggers are like, this isn't issues. This has gone far enough. Why have we talked about the issues? But wait a minute, there are three kinds of orgasms.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about that. I once went on a first date when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I went to a woman's house. She was a welder, a sculptor. And she, you know, I hadn't had sex with her. And I love this girl to this day. We walk into her bedroom and she's got a statue that she made, a sculpture she made of this emaciated woman figure and with the vagina wide open and nails in it.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, this is going to be challenging.
Challenging, yeah. Not much fun, but challenging.
I love this. She's now a blacksmith, and she lives up in Seattle, and she's a dear friend of mine, has been for years, and she's doing fine.
Good.
I have more stories about her. The mighty Lauren. I am here now. Here comes the liberal agenda from the Streisand Compound. I feel a little jostled by the entire vaginal. Here are your marching orders for today. Lobby to change name of movie from Alien versus Predator to Alien and Predator Learn to Celebrate Each Other's Differences.
Oh.
I have to wait. Okay. I have the name of Tourette's Syndrome changed to Challenge. 3. Have your unwashed vermin-infested hippie body declared a natural habitat. Ooh. Oh, that's for some Berkeley people. 4. Walk really slowly through crosswalks if an SUV is waiting. 5. Phrase of the day, just drop into any conversation on any subject. You know, in Europe, what I'm doing isn't even considered a problem. There you go.
There you go.
We'll see you over the top of the hour.
Coming up in the next hour of Morning's Edition, Terror Watch, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, the Morning's Edition, Business Report, my own dog of the week, and sex toy saleswoman, Joanne Webb. Do we feel a theme coming on here? All on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning's Edition.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Why aren't they talking about the issues? I've been up for hours, and all I get is vaginas. What is this? Well, I'm fighting for my life. Vagina is the issue. It is always the issue. It's always about vagina. Always has been. About the ownership, the exploitation, the power over the vagina. That's all it has ever been about. About keeping certain people away from the vagina that is yours.
about using the vagina properly. The vagina has been exploited, abused, and turned out throughout history, and it's time to have an open discussion about it, which we did, which I thought was pleasant. I learned a couple of new things. I have to say I did know some of that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it also gives us an opportunity here on this show to do our version of, you know, that kind of talk. And we're going to be talking more to Joanne Webb later, who was busted for selling sex toys.
And acquitted, though. We should emphasize.
She fought the fight.
She fought City Hall and won.
It's good stuff, man. It's, you know, even if it makes me uncomfortable in my own way, it's probably for the reasons that Catherine Blackledge was talking. The vagina is powerful, and so are the women connected to the vagina. I think if you were just to see a vagina by itself, you know, walking down the street, you'd be like, wow, that's weird. It wouldn't be as powerful as it if we're connected to
them. Okay.
Well, I had this weird cartoon image. Like, hello, I'm a vagina. Now, Dick Cheney.
Now there's a segue.
I can't stand this dude. I can't stand the way that they read. They take language and they take things that people say. They rephrase it. They spin it. And this comment that he made referring to John Kerry is so indicative of who this guy is, and so indicative of the fact that the Republicans have nothing and they're going down because all they can do is slander a decent, authentic, noble dude. A good politician, a guy who has integrity, personal integrity, has an honest-to-God history of you know, noble acts.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys who, a draft dodger and a draft deferrer, repetitive, a guy who had babies to avoid going into the military, Dick Cheney, is now, you know, the way they slander John Kerry, it really shows America what small idiots these guys are. And a bully always turns into a baby when it's cornered. Can we hear that bite?
The bite of Dick Cheney talking about Kerry's remarks about fighting a sensitive war.
Senator Kerry has also said that if he were in charge, he would fight a more sensitive war on terror.
America listen to those people laughing.
Too many wars for any of our wishes, but not one of them was won by being sensitive.
How would he know?
But that's not true. It's just not true. I mean, if you look at the definitions of sensitive, it is just not true. And I think Cheney, of all people, tends to be hypersensitive under the definition 4 of sensitivity, quick to take offense. Touchy. I think he's a little touchy. And I think that there have been plenty of sensitive wars if you look at the second definition of sensitive, which is responsive to external conditions or stimulation, i.e. reality, Bush Cheney, reality. The one thing you get when you watch, you know, Bush and Laura on TV, on Larry King Live, is that you realize these people are completely out of touch with reality. They are not sensitive to external conditions or stimulation, because if they were, they would do nothing but cry and run.
Well, these are people, as you point out, Mark, who are in political trouble. They have to alter reality in order to try and maintain the voters that they have. If they admitted the economy is in the toilet, if they admitted Iraq was in the toilet, if they admitted they hadn't caught Osama, and that, in fact, a sensitive war does make more sense toward the long-term U.S. goals, particularly in the Middle East, they'd be gone. They'd be admitting there would be no reason whatsoever to reelect them.
So you're saying they got no record to go on but name-calling. And here's the third definition of sensitive. Susceptible to the attitudes, feelings, or circumstances of others. Yeah, that wouldn't help win a war or create a more reasonable coalition in addressing the problem of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
Am I going crazy?
No. See, these are people whose end game is political. They may say it's ideological. They may say they're in this because they want to make the world a safer place. They're in this because of the power that they can get and that they have held for the last 4 years in being the president and vice president of the United States. And now they're going on Larry King, and they're speaking in front of people in Dayton, Ohio, and they're going out into the hustings. And it was something I heard the president say to Larry King that kind of struck me. Well, you know, I've been out among the people.
Yeah.
You know, as if that's something that should be abnormal for an American president. Well, I've talked to different people around, and I don't get when he was asked about the negativity that people are, the fact that there's so much tension and ideological differences among the American electorate.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, what, are you blind?
Yeah, I
think
it's unbelievable.
Are you crazy? Do you expect people? And then he says the economy's getting better.
Yeah.
Are you insane?
They think that just by repetition they can somehow magically hypnotize the people into believing it's true. I can't even understand it. I can't even understand how all of America, and I think that, you know, we all of America might be becoming, hopefully, at least suspicious of the erratic behavior of this administration, of putting out all this information that contradicts, you know, each other, and that, so they don't know what's real, and all they go on is this sort of, you know, these guys that get all puffed up with bully juice and arrogance and pomposity and slander, and they somehow feel empowered by that because they are so filled with self-contempt and disappointment in their own lives, but refuse to connect it to the administration who's endorsing policies that will keep them where they're at, and instead choose to get puffed up with their, you know, bully juice contact high.
Look, here is a prime example of Bush's reality differing from that of the average American. He was asked about the economy on Larry King Live.
But let me just make this clear so everybody understands. I'm the guy that believes in reducing taxes and keeping them low. It's the other fellow that says he's going to raise taxes. And I think it'd be a mistake to raise taxes now. This economy is getting better.
What?
And raising taxes now on people would slow the economy down.
Right, like it's already moving at warp speed.
Even though this guy 2 days ago tries to float a balloon about a sales tax, a flat sales tax or whatever it was, a national sales tax.
A national sales tax in lieu of an income tax is what he's talking about.
Which could only hurt the middle class and, you know, people with less money.
And the poor. And Kerry, of course, is not talking about it. And this is one of Bush's really cunning, clever tricks. Kerry is not talking about raising the income tax or raising taxes on everybody. He's talking about rescinding some of the tax cuts that have benefited the rich. He has told the middle class and working people that he is not about raising their taxes.
But he's going to tax the rich, and he's going to tax corporations that don't do business in this country, or seek to outsource at every opportunity. He's going to start putting the pressure on them. I think he's got some pretty good economic ideas. I know that a lot of progressives and liberals aren't completely happy with Kerry, if they're happy with him at all, because they think he's a pawn to corporate power, you know, as we all are on some level, unless you can't get this because you don't have a radio in your treehouse. You know, maybe I'm judgmental. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But I'm under the belief that if you don't know who you're going to vote for, if you're going to protest this election by not voting because of your progressive ideals, you're doing a tremendous disservice to the country. Because if we get Kerry in just on a cultural, symbolic level, you know, within this country, within the world, we will be 95% better than we are to this guy who panders to fanatics and wants to make, you know, the world a dominion Christian, you know, planet. Very scary stuff. And the people that are using George Bush to maintain power don't care about religion. All they care about is money and having all the natural resources to deplete the planet of all its life. Wow, preachy man. We'll be back in a minute on Air America Radio.
Hey, California, where is your tax money going? To Walmart, of course. A new study released by UC Berkeley reveals that the low wages paid at Walmart stores forces employees to accept about $86 million annually in public assistance programs. That includes $32 million annually in health-related service and $54 million per year in services such as food stamps and subsidized housing. Walmart employees in that state earn on average 31% less than workers in the retail sector as a whole. This has been a Win Dow Bob. I'm Jesse Russell.
This Dow Bob report brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Analysts say millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks to ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It is Friday, and I am leaving. I need this vacation, man. I've never needed a vacation before in my life because I never worked this hard in my life. I swear to God, I'm like a walking zombie half the time, but not in the morning, not when I'm jammed on M&Ms and with all the full-on support of those strange people at home in their rooms right now pounding away on their keys. Talking to each other, I get fuel from the blog. I get fuel from the people out in the world listening to us, all those geniuses and philosopher kings and queens. Mark Riley keeps me alive and awake.
I'm trying.
Yeah, Chris on the board.
Yes.
Brendan. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, New Jersey, out there. Kent and the boys upstairs. Jonathan, man. Downstairs, sorry. I get this problem with upstairs and downstairs in this building. I insist that I am downstairs right now when we are not. Anyways, I'm babbling on, and we should be talking about the issues. My dream diary right now from last night. Here we go. I'm on vacation in Mexico with my dead cat Butch, who is a girl. So when I say she later, you'll be all confused and write in and complain. We're lying on a beach. The waves, the gulls, the quiet scares me. I'm just trying to let everything go. Not so easy for me. You know, Riley?
Yes.
My outbursts are down to like one every 6 minutes. Here's what it's like. Oh, man, I'm going to... For me, that's progress. You dig what I'm saying? Butch, on the other hand, is stoned. Her little green eyes, her little green cat eyes are all red. She's got a sombrero pulled down over her eyes, but everyone knows. The minute she got off the plane, she scored a huge bag of Mexican weed. She says, we have a responsibility to support the local economy. She also bought 6 lawn statues of the Virgin Mary. Same principle. Now she's on the beach lying on her back, humming Liz Phair songs to herself. Every so often, she rolls over, thrusts her paw in the air, and yells, Viva Pancho! So I fall asleep on the beach, and I have a dream within this dream, which freaks me out because my brain can only handle one dream at a time. I wake up from the second dream, which was about this dream, and Butch is gone. There's a note. Mark, I have retired into the hills to train with my brothers and sisters in the revolution. Your petty bourgeois lifestyle begins to tire me. I shall return one day, and the earth will tremble. Viva la revolution! Love, your dead cat Butch. Plus, she stuck me with the hotel bill. Typical. On my way back to the States, airport security nails me. I'm escorted into a concrete room, and this walking heart attack in a short-sleeved dress shirt holds up a photo and says, So who's this? It's a picture of Butch wearing a beret, licking herself. I say, I don't know, Garfield? He says, wrong answer, a-hole, and slaps me across the face. And I went into another dream where Butch and I are lying on the beach. The waves, the gulls, the quiet scares me. Every so often, she rolls over, thrusts her paw in the air, and yells, Viva Pancho! I woke up, and my bed was filled with the luxury of time. Powerful, man.
Wow.
Powerful stuff. So now, you know what it's time for, I think? Is it? Where are we? Is it? No, we already did it. Can we? Yes, that.
terrorized.
What do we got going on? Apparently, no evidence of an imminent attack. Wow, talk about the triple flip-flop screw off the diving board super double flip by the Bush administration. First, dudes, look out, they're coming. Every building in the world is on a computer disk that we got off a terrorist in a briefcase. Like, first of all, they should have those lists. These guys are politicizing this thing. They're politicizing the war on terror to the point where they're fighting a war against the war on terror. So they get this old information telling us that that financial centers are targeted, duh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and then, like, you know, that people might be assassinated by terrorists, that's on the list, duh. You know what I mean? It's like, what is with these guys? Then all of a sudden they're like, hey, and also, you know, just to prove it to you, look, we caught this guy. This is the guy with the computer. Yeah.
Yes.
That guy.
Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan.
Right, so they get that guy, and then all of a sudden they screw up their whole little sting operation. Pakistan and England are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you leaking that? Now these guys are going to get away. We can't even hold the guys that we busted, and five of them disappeared because you've got to prove to your people that there was a threat. And now today, the Bush administration discovered no evidence of an imminent plans by terrorists to attack U.S. financial buildings. What is that about?
What are we to make of this, Mark Maron?
I'll tell you what we're to make of it. They've just been buckling and waffling, and they got caught with their politicizing pants down.
Well, but see, there's a yin and a yang in this Bush administration.
Yeah.
On the one hand, there is no imminent threat. But on the other hand, our security director, Homeland Security boss Tom Clutch Cargo Ridge, has said that there are 50 national organizations that are going to be involved in National Preparedness Month. Beginning September 9th.
Yeah. Why does it have to be like, why are they scheduling this? Shouldn't this have been done like 3 years ago? Like, if we need to be prepared, shouldn't we know how to do all this stuff? Why is it September, Mark?
Well, maybe because it's after Labor Day, after the convention.
Uh-huh.
I guess maybe he figures you can take advantage of the bounce and get people to rat out their neighbors. I don't know.
I love that they got busted on this thing. I love that, you know, that everyone should know that if they are fighting a war on terror, that if they don't have those things that they announced 2 weeks ago on a list, if they don't have the, you know, everything cataloged and all the targets on a list, I mean, I could make a list of the targets. You don't have to be a genius to figure out what the targets are. I mean, the surprising thing will be if terrorists actually start, you know, blowing up Arby's,
you know what I mean?
I mean, it's like, you know, the big ones, they should know.
But see, here's what they're doing, Mark.
Okay.
They float this thing out here about these different places, and they got blueprints, they got this, they got that, they got the other. What then ends up happening is the White House Homeland Security Advisor, as opposed to the Director of Homeland Security, because they're two different people, two different jobs, you know, said over the weekend that the discovery of all this surveillance in Khan's computer actually stopped al-Qaeda plans to carry out these attacks, which is, of course, a net plus for the Bush administration in its perceived war on terror. But now they undercut their own arguments when they say, well, there was no imminent threat. So how could an administration have saved the country from attacks that actually weren't going to happen?
Well, I just think that this is...
Makes your head hurt, doesn't it?
Well, but it always makes my head hurt because they constantly put out contradictory messages, either, you know, through the one mouth or through several mouths. And I think this is part of their scam. This is how they baffle people. This is how people get misinformed because they put so many, you know, contradicting, you know, bits of information out into the world. Nobody knows the truth. And that's exactly what they want. What they're doing is they're protecting their secrecy by baffling people with a million different statements as opposed to not saying anything. You know, if you don't say anything, people, they can accuse you of, like, you know, you have to talk. But if you go, yes, I mean, no, I mean, yes, I mean, no, I mean, look over here. Hey, look what I have. Then people are like, wait, what I do? And then it serves the same purpose, only they can say, hey, we told you. And it's ridiculous.
I'm wondering what Tom Ridge's National Preparedness Month is actually going to be all about. See, I'm old enough to remember. You're not, Mark, but I'm old enough to remember when there was the threat of imminent nuclear attack from the Soviet Union back in the early 1960s.
Yeah.
And there were all, you know, people were building bunkers. They were doing Twilight Zone episodes about what would happen if it was the end of the world and one person couldn't get back in the bunker.
Right.
I mean, there was a whole thing. And maybe some people might have thought it was paranoia, but there was actually preparedness drills in school. You had to run out. A fat lot of good it would have done in the event of a nuclear attack, but you had to run out in the middle of the hall and cover your head. No, I mean, there was a whole... element of actual preparedness that I'm not sure this National Preparedness Month is actually going to replicate.
But at least they prepared you what to do. There was a consolidated effort on behalf of the government to inform the people in a very, very real, tangible way. I mean, in order to even respond to this idea of National Preparedness Month, I mean, I've heard no publicity about it. You got to go to the Department of Homeland Security website and then to a subsite and start to flesh out the details. I mean, theoretically, if this is a real threat, I mean, God knows there's enough, open cable stations on. They should dedicate an entire station, a government-sponsored station, to preparedness.
Network. Why not? We got home shopping.
Why the hell not?
You would think. But see, they don't have a plan. There is no I don't think these folks really have anything. And again, right or wrong, when I was a kid, we were told, look, this may not save you. This, in the event of a nuclear attack, there's going to be a lot of things we're not really, aware of.
Yes.
At the time, because there had only been Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the time.
Right.
But the bottom line was, this is what you can try to do to save it. Stock up on water, put canned foods into a bunker.
Right.
And again, there was some effort made to make people feel that they could do something to prepare themselves. Here, it's just a slogan. It's just a National Preparedness Month.
Well, because honestly, Mark, if we're going to prepare for this mentally and the possibilities that they present to us, which, on some level you have to accept as relatively true in terms of if they're going to come or if they're here, they're going to do it in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
Is that we have to understand that. I guess it would be helpful. I guess everybody should know where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And being in New York, I mean, I talked about that once before and somebody informed me that there is a plan if you go, I guess, to a FEMA website or something else.
Yeah,
that,
there
is. You can actually find out, but it is interesting that they do flounder around a bit with all this.
Yeah, and they don't really tell everybody everything they need to know. Coming up momentarily, the Morning Tradition Business Report, the Dog of the Week, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, and coming up next, sex toy purveyor Joanne Webb here on Air America Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rate again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is releasing a smoking gun later today, showing clear evidence that President Bush's tax cuts have shifted federal tax payments from the richest Americans to a wide swath of middle-class families. CBO Review found the wealthiest 20% of whose incomes hovered close to $200,000 a year saw their federal taxes drop from 64.4% in 2001 in total tax payments to 63.5% this year alone. Vice President Dick Cheney tried to ridicule Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry for using the word sensitive in combating terrorism. Cheney told an Ohio campaign stop that no war has ever been won by being sensitive. Turns out that President Bush had been saying the same things about the war on terror. And a top Bush administration official yesterday revealed that Al-Qaeda wants to strike America in the next 60 days in a bid to influence the November elections. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-900-5818. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-900-5818 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-900-5818. 800-900-5818. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy. You'll need money and a credit card. Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt. Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong. Get all your Air America gear at AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of the Al Franken Show here on Air America Radio. Tomorrow is Friday, which means that the Sabbath begins at sundown. But even if the Sabbath began at the same time as my show, you'd still be able to listen to it because the Al Franken Show is fun, not work. It doesn't get much better than that. If you like fun and not work, don't miss Friday on the Al Franken Show
on Air America Radio.
Hey, you guys. So, free the vagina! Free the vaginas! Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning's Edition, Air America Radio.
I agree.
Key West and places in Florida. Be careful. Strap yourself in. Do what you need to do. Go to the FEMA website. Make sure you understand what's coming. I'm sure you do more than I do. Be careful. Do what you can.
We're thinking of you.
We are. On the phone right now, former school teacher who was acquitted last month of obscenity charges for selling sex toys to adults at a private party. Joanne Webb is a saleswoman for Passion Parties, a company that uses Tupperware-style get-togethers to sell sex toys and other adult novelties. She sold a vibrator to a pair of undercover cops posing as a couple in a troubled marriage. I wonder if that was a bad performance. We'll ask her in a minute. She faced 1 year jail sentence. The law is still on the book. She's got a federal lawsuit pending in Dallas. And we have her on the phone from Texas. It happened in Texas. So the vagina is political if undercover cops are trying to stop people from enjoying their vaginas. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
That's a unique way to put it.
So, Joanne Webb, what is this obscenity law you were tried under?
It was the Texas it's the Texas Penal Code, P-E-N-A-L, guys, 43.23, where it says that it's illegal to promote an obscene device.
So they're giving you the shaft under the penal code.
Here it comes. Cool.
Do you think the law was applied selectively or maliciously against you or against what you're doing?
Obviously so, yeah. No other consultant across the nation has ever been arrested for what they do, especially under this kind of law. Actually, there's only, I think, four states that actually have an obscenity law like this. Texas just happens to be one of them.
Do you think it was specifically because you were promoting female sexual freedom and fun?
In my small town, I think it was more that I was doing it in an area that certain people who had political influence didn't like it.
How did they know it was going on? I mean, I'm trying to figure out exactly how you end up with undercover cops at a private party. I don't understand.
Well, actually, they came to my business where I work with my husband and just visited with me there. But honestly, I was a member of the board of the executive board of directors of our local Chamber of Commerce, and I joined my business to the chamber.
Uh-huh.
I was so proud of it. I didn't have a problem with it. And obviously, I didn't know there was a law like this in Texas. And,
Did other people in the community apparently have a problem with it?
A certain few that had, like I said, political strength in our town.
Political strength, you mean that, is this is there a religious element to this?
Both. Mm-hmm. Both religious and political. In fact, it's religion involved in politics.
In Texas, go figure. Who would have known?
Imagine that.
What exactly, can you play it out for us? How was the performance given by these undercover cops?
Yeah.
They just just walked into our office and asked me, I had a sign on the window advertising my business, asked me about it, and I said, well, yeah, it's Passion Parties, and they seemed excited. And I got out, not that kind, and I got out my brochures, and they were looking through. They were saying, oh, yeah, this is what we want. And I tried to talk her into booking a party because that's usually where I sell my products, just the women only, 18 and older. And she said she'd talk to a friend about it, but, boy, he kept insisting he wanted something then and there, so I said I'd go home and look through my stock items, see if I have what they wanted, and of course.
So they cornered you.
Yeah, basically. Oh, he insisted. I mean, they were getting ready to leave, and he said, I really wish we could go home with something today. And of course, they kept looking around our office to see if we were selling anything out of there. And I said, well, look, what do you want? Maybe I've got it in stock. I'll go home and get it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
And what's even. What's even worse, guys, is that a police officer, I'm assuming a police officer, sat across the street videotaping it, and it was all audio taped
while
they were in there.
Really a great use of taxpayer money.
Yeah, that would seem to be an issue here. I mean, is this the way most people in your community want their, don't you have serious crime there?
I guarantee you guys, most people in my small town in the state of Texas were offended by this, were disgusted by the misuse of county funds like this.
It's hilarious to me that the guys are like, look, we're desperate. We need a toy now because we're in trouble as a couple. All right,
well,
if I don't get her a toy to do that thing,
she's calling a lawyer.
Well, and they never really said they had trouble. They just wanted to spice it up. You could tell they were looking for something fun.
Desperate need of spice. Now, what if you don't mind my asking, what was it that was it something odd? Was it a two pronger or anything?
Basically, yeah. You got it.
Oh my goodness!
All right,
if you actually want to see it, you can look at my website and see what they purchased.
What's the website? Why not?
It's partiesbyjoanne.com.
Okay.
JOANNE, and it was the double hot. And I recommended the Nubby G, so they purchased those too.
Oh, that's beautiful. They could see. You wouldn't know. You should have smelled. You should have smelled the rat, because if they would have just come in and said we're looking for something reasonable, like a pocket rocket or something like that. You know, but they of course had to get the most ostentatious.
Yes, of course.
Did you think they were joking? I mean, when they said you're under arrest, you must have thought it was a joke, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I thought either someone was teasing, but you know, actually there was someone going around town saying they were wanting to have me arrested. And so when I got the call, I said, how can someone have me arrested just because they don't like me? I mean, obviously I wasn't doing anything illegal. And that's when he started telling me about this undercover sting operation. I was in shock.
Well, the idea that women can have fun by themselves is certainly threatening to men. And the idea that women would have fun by themselves in front of men is very threatening to some men. So this
Well, to some, exactly. I mean, one of the top five fantasies, from what I understand of men, is to either be able to use these products or watch a woman using these products. You guys are voyeurs.
You guys?
You don't got to tell
me. Do we know you?
Yeah. We're going to take some calls with you after this break. If you have any questions, please, 866-303-2270 with questions for Joanne about what happened to her with the law or obviously about sex toys. So 866-303-2270. We'll talk to you in a minute on Air America Radio. Call us here at Morning Sedition at 666.
Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry. That's the mark of the beast.
That's 866-303-2270.
That's 866-303-2270.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
He'd be jittered.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Good morning. Morning Sedition. Mark and Mark, Riley and Marin.
Hey.
Air America Radio, 866-2270 is the number. Come on, man. We got a couple of guys on the phone. Where are the girls? Where are the women? Talk to us about liberating your vaginas. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking to Joanne Webb, who was acquitted for selling adult novelties to undercover officers not at a private party, at her business, where she usually sells to private parties. But these guys insisted, these couple cops posing as a couple, insisted on the double whammer, the Nubby G and the... And what's the other one? The Nubby
Double
G.
Hot.
The double hot. And the Nubby G. They weren't screwing around, these cops. They wanted to make sure they were going to catch her with the goods. But what about women? I mean, in terms of, like, because, you know, I lived in San Francisco. There's a store out there that I'm sure you're familiar with, Good Vibrations. I've seen Susie Bright speak about this, about liberating the vagina in so many words. What is the reaction of women in Texas? How do you...
They're disgusted. I mean, they are truly disgusted. I don't even think any of them really knew there was a law like this on the books. And for it to come to light like this, they are just disgusted by it. What it does is it encourages women to feel as though if they're in any way interested in learning more about their sexuality, that it's something to be considered obscene or could even get you arrested. That's
so
wrong.
So they literally take the sort of patriarchal point of view that is imposed on them by the penal codes of the country and most likely by their penile husbands.
Of course. Of course.
So now when you do one of these parties, I'm sure that you've got the woman who's all excited, who gets the party going, and she wants to bring her friends in. And there's got to be at every one of these parties the sort of skittish, you know, nervous, like, you know, can I? Are there? Do you usually get some resistance from women at the parties or women that want to keep it secret? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, we do the ordering in a separate room. Everything's done discreetly as far as that goes.
So not even in front of the friends that are at the party.
Right. Unless they say, hey, can my friend come in too? I mean, they do that too. But most of the time, I mean, it's one-on-one. That's when women ask the deep questions. And, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for me to get to help them out in their relationships and encourage them to have more fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Joanne Webb, you are a Christian and a conservative too?
I used to think I was.
I mean, how do you square that with...
Yes. A Christian, yes. A conservative, I'm starting to think no.
No.
I've had very conservative views. I've been a Republican all my life, but you know, it's in our county, this has been the Republicans of Johnson County. Yes, the county's name is Johnson. And they are way involved in the politics in our county, and they're causing this kind of a stir. I mean, they I don't know if you've read what they've been doing here lately, but they've really been getting involved in things that they have no business getting involved
in. Like what? Tell us what.
There was a man running for office down here that apparently was a cross-dresser. They tried to blackmail him to drop out of the race when they got a hold of the pictures, and when he wouldn't, they released him. And he was a 70-some-odd-year-old man, and he was a wonderful philanthropist in town, and he had given so much to the county. They even built a hospital after him, and yet these people... And, I mean, he was running for a Republican seat against another Republican, and they
wanted him out, so they can't... You know what? Can't people have hobbies? You know, I don't understand why... I don't really understand how you could be a conservative on any level, given that, you know, you are outspoken about, you know, freeing the idea of sexuality.
I don't understand why that couldn't be a conservative issue, because when I'm talking about freeing sexuality, it's in order to encourage couples to be happier in their relationships, to keep them from straying, so to speak, to open up the lines of communication in a relationship. I don't understand how that can't be conservative. But
I've always been under the impression that, you know, in the conservative ideology, that a lack of communication and more control is really what they're looking for.
You know, I'm starting to realize that.
Okay.
You know, I think it just depends on where you're at and how ultra conservative they are.
Right. Let's start.
My husband and I like to refer to these political religious people as Calabaptists.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That is good.
We've got Tamara on the phone in Brooklyn with a question for Joanne Webb. Hello, Tamara.
Hi, Tamara.
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right.
Joanne, I just wanted to say, you know, I think you're very, very brave for coming on the show and, you know, telling your story. I think it's great. But my comment really quick was I went to a sex shop in upstate New York with my mother, and they actually not allowed to sell dildos. Can I say that on the air? Sorry.
Yeah, no, fine. Dildos
is they weren't allowed to sell it, and, you know, in this town, this shop was seen as, you know, just so obscene. It's a little town in upstate New York right outside of Poughkeepsie. And, you know, I didn't do it. It was in New York City. But, you know, they were like, yeah, we can't sell dildos yet. You know, it's really been, you know, really hard. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, really ancient. I mean, this is really...
They have the same shops all around Texas. They sell these devices right and left. The thing is, the shops get away with it by marking things as novelties, gag gifts, or cake decorators.
Yeah, like no one uses them for what they're supposed to be used for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, the reason I got in trouble was because I educate women. I educated this couple on how they could get the most out of their fun time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I guess as long as you lie to the public, it's okay to sell them. But if you're being honest and helping in the relationships, then that's where you get into trouble.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Joanne Webb. Really appreciate it. It's good talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Guys.
Good luck with the sex struggle.
You take care.
Yeah, you take care. So that was great.
You think she's going to vote for Bush? We should have.
No, definitely not.
I said, look, it sounds like she's been converted.
Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 45. Leaders of Iraq. Yay! Yes! You won. I'm about to make you happy. Olympic soccer, Iraq 4, Portugal 2. Oh, I know. Oh, yes. Everybody loves a winner. The last time you guys won anything was in 91 when you invaded Kuwait, and you didn't get to savor that for long. Nice going, guys. Portugal had it coming. Nothing binds a country together better than sports. You may have Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds at each other's throats. Car bombs may be exploding on every corner, but for one bright, shining moment, you can kick Cameroon's ass. Everybody's on a team called Iraq. Yes, we know all about it. There's no Democrats or Republicans when you're drunk and screaming on the roof of a pickup truck with the words USA number one grease painted on your naked belly. For once, you're just an American. Of course, we also got that feeling from invading your country, but you should stick to sports. One word of warning, beware of hooligans. You wouldn't want a few rowdies making your country look bad. Nothing detracts from the thrill of human competition more than the streets littered with the hulks of burning vehicles. Of course, for you, that's the morning commute, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, until then, good luck and God bless. This is day 45 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. We will be back with Mark Riley's Dog of the Week after this on Air America Radio. Hey, check us out at morningsedition.com where you can blog, email, and waste lots of time at work looking at our links.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm John Commuto, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. Let me introduce you to Heidi. She's just one of over 500,000 people who have literally changed their financial life with my simple, powerful debt elimination system.
I'm a single mom. I thought every dime I had was accounted for. I did not think something like this would ever work for me.
Heidi is talking about the Transforming Debt into Wealth program.
As a single parent, I couldn't believe that I could have my 21-year mortgage paid off in 7 years. It's true. The program works because it uses a simple, decade-proven formula using the money that I already make.
Not only does Heidi continue to use the program, she's now one of our program specialists.
And if I can do it in just a short amount of time, so can anyone. John's made it as easy as possible to understand.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven debt elimination system. Call 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
In the face of the world's problems, we have dealt with the vagina this morning in a reasonable, intelligent, political, cultural, symbolic way, and even a physical way. There's the opening bell, and that means it's time for the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report. Hello, investors. Today brings good news for nature and lovers of nature. Against strong protest from the U.S. Forest Service, President Bush will allow the Texas-based El Paso Corporation to drill for natural gas on 40,000 acres of pristine alpine meadow and forest land in New Mexico. This Valley of Life, as it was named by the Spanish, will soon become known as the Valley of Highly Lucrative Short-Term Profit / Biohazard Site. Besides sitting on top of gas fields, the valley is also home to 200 species of birds and over 60 types of mammals. So you just know these oil men will have plenty to munch on when they get hungry. It's also home to the world's largest Boy Scout camp. So you just know those oil men will have plenty to munch on when they get hungry. It's this type of foresight that nothing. It's this type of foresight. It's this type of foresight that's sure to earn investors a sound return on their investment during the venture's long 2 to 3 year lifespan. Well worth the trouble it'll take to turn the valley into Mars. How is that good news for the environment? It's not spanky, but you don't care anymore, do you? Because there's something more important at stake here than nature, and that's the right to pass gas in your own hot bathtub and await the rapture. God bless the El Paso Corporation and invest wisely. This has been the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report, which leads us directly into... That's right, it's Mark Riley's Dog of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Just when you thought the bottom of the barrel had been scraped, that is, with the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, along comes another group that makes selecting our Dog of the Week pretty easy. This time it's the D.C.-based group People of Color United. They've begun running negative ads about John Kerry on black radio outlets, which, of course, is their right. Like it's our right to mock their content, and I use the word content loosely. The ad says John Kerry is, among other things, rich, white, and wishy-washy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any so-called major candidates who aren't rich and white? Let's see now. There's George W. Bush. Would it be fair to say he's rich, white, and just plain wrong? Even Ralph Nader is a millionaire. As for being wishy-washy, we spend a whole lot of quality time here at Morning Sedition detailing George W. Bush's flip-flops. Mm-hmm. And Nader takes help from the GOP. People of Color United also mocks Theresa Hines Carey for talking about her African roots. Now, does this group think black people are stupid enough to vote for someone based on how their wife identifies herself? These silly spots are financed in part by a right-wing Republican named J. Patrick Rooney. He doesn't talk about his African roots because he doesn't have any. He's the former chairman of Golden Rule Insurance Company. He's also the biggest single contributor to those radio ads. Sad to say, black groups that carry water for Republicans often end up on the skids as soon as they've outlived their usefulness. Mm. Hopefully, this is the fate of People of Color United, our Morning Sedition Dog of the Week.
Nice. Nice.
Tom's All. Oh,
there was a, who is it? Tom's All.
Tom's River, New Jersey. No.
Who else was in the running for that this week?
Well, Alan Keyes, because I never thought he'd be dumb enough to decide to run for the Senate from Illinois, and he's obviously decided to do that. He's moved into Calumet City, Illinois, in a working class block in Calumet City. His landlady didn't even know who he was.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check that credit history one more time.
Yeah, one more time. Keyes?
Yeah.
Keyes from Maryland?
Looks like you have some tax problems.
Oh, yeah, really.
I don't know if I can rent you this place.
Don't you owe about six figures from your last campaign? Anyway, in the next hour of Morning Sedition, we've got humorist Martin Lewis, Recovery Corner, you on the phones, and of course, the Liberal Agenda, all here on Air America Radio.
Dick Cheney is a... I can't believe this sensitive comment. You know, I've got a bet with Colin Quinn, speaking of Colin Quinn, because I did Tough Crowd last night, and we all had a good time last night. I was so happy when I left there, because I love walking away from a TV experience knowing that I don't have to go home and go, oh, I can't believe people are going to watch that in 2 hours. You know, I mean, I was on, you know, Dom Irrera, who I love, who I've known for years, and, you know, he is a consistently funny guy. And he's only funny. He's not going to talk about politics. He's not going to talk about issues. He's just going to be funny. Artie Lang, homophobe, but funny. But funny. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not that I'm dismissing anything. Artie Lang, you know, when we got there, I mean, you know, he made a pretty bad comment at the end of the show. But I can't deny the fact that he made me laugh, and I was happy to see the dude. Judy Gold, a little upset about things in her life, but very funny and always happy to see her. It was almost like... when you get together with a bunch of people that you're like, this is going to be cool because I can trust these people. They're not going to grandstand. They're not going to steamroll me. There's not going to be filibuster. There's not going to be any Patrice O'Neill on the show. You know, it'll be a reasonable experience. And even Colin was pretty good. You know, they're up for renewal, and I hope they get renewed. You know, I mean, I think it's nice to have an outlet for that weird, raw type of comedy. And I think, you know, I think it's a pretty good show. Kent Jones in the house.
Hey.
Good morning, guys.
He's up early with us, you know, cranking out the bits here and there.
Cranking. Yeah.
So, we're going to,
yeah.
I'm going to be on TV now. We're going to be on the Sundance Channel.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be running for the Senate. And I think Dead Air is going to be very entertaining on TV. Oh, man. The Al Franken Network. So, anyways, that's what I get everywhere I go. You know, and I got to be honest with you. Air America, you know, whatever. It's good. You know, I'm glad to be part of it. It's done amazing things. And I was so glad to do, you know, that me and Riley were out on that press junket, and we did a... Wait.
That wasn't us.
It wasn't. Must have been a dream.
No.
We're gonna. You know, we're now in four markets across the country. Satellite. I'm still not quite there yet, but I'm getting it. I'm gonna get it.
You'll get it.
Dick Cheney. I love the Grateful Dead.
No.
I can listen to the Grateful Dead all day long, and I do. I do here in the studio. We use it for all our lead-ins and lead-outs. Is that what they're called in radio talk?
Yeah.
I remember once I was tripping. It was in 1969. I had much larger hair. But you know what happens? You go out, and because, you know, they haven't elevated our profiles at all, they've sort of let Al steamroll this whole effort. And I think Al's a funny guy, and I think he's done great things for the network. But personally, I'm tired when you go, do morning radio. Where? Air America Radio? Really? What channel is that? You know, the Al Franken Network. Oh, yeah! I heard about that.
Al Franken, the great American.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Right, right.
The diplomat.
You should take the high road on this
one. I need to work here, folks.
So let's get into this. Let's hear this Cheney slanderous attack from a bully cornered and being a baby. Let's hear it. Let's hear that, Chris. No?
We'll hear it. Don't worry.
I guess it's a...
Hey. You want it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Senator Kerry has also said that if he were in charge, he would fight a more sensitive war on terror. America has been in too many wars for any of our wishes, but not a one of them was won by being sensitive.
Wow, you know, Catherine, huh?
Well,
I'm a sensitive person. Cheney's never been in a war. That's true. And also,
of course.
I just want to explore some of the definitions of sensitivity quickly. Sensitive, responsive to external conditions of stimulation, i.e. reality. Did you see the robot and his robot wife on Larry King last night? How about a little reality? Nothing going on there. Here's another one. Sensitive, susceptible to the attitudes, feelings, or circumstances of others. So, yes, there has been sensitive wars. There have been wars that were, you know, decided upon by the international community and deliberated by the international community. And when there is a threat to the planet, you work with the international community to address that threat in their regions and get everybody on the same page to understand that it's an enemy to us all and how do we address that.
Let's talk about what Bush had to say about sensitivity. This is Cheney's theoretical boss.
Okay.
Okay, the President of the United States. In 2001, quote, precisely because America is powerful, we must be sensitive about expressing our power and influence.
It's interesting. Yeah.
And that was in 2001. This month, quote, we need to be very sensitive, unquote, when gathering intelligence against potential terrorists.
And I have to tell you that I think that Dick Cheney is actually hypersensitive. I really do, because another definition of sensitivity is quick to take offense, touchy. He's a little touchy, that Cheney, isn't he?
As and Senator Leahy.
And what about Kerry? How did Kerry respond to all this? What did he say that provoked this?
Okay.
Can we hear that?
We have that. Let's see if we can get a hold of John Kerry here and play for you exactly what he said to engender this response.
I don't know if we do have. I don't think we have the sound. I have the quote right here.
Though.
I believe. Boy, we're having a loose few minutes. Don't get mad, Chris. It's the last day, man. It's the last day. There's no for you.
For you.
Here's the quote. Kerry, I believe I can fight a more effective, more thoughtful, more strategic, more proactive, more sensitive war on terror that reaches out to other nations and brings them to our side. And see, that, and what Cheney extrapolates out of that is what he said. You know, a sensitive war will not destroy. This is the rest of what he said. America has been in too many wars for any of our wishes, but not a one of them was won by being sensitive. But what about proactive? What about strategic? What about the other, you know, adjectives and descriptions of a way that one conducts a dignified war, if there be such a thing?
But see, this is not what Cheney did is what the Bush administration and what the Cheney-Bush reelection campaign does all the time, and that is to take someone's words and twist them. What Kerry was talking about was not a war that was sensitive to enemies, but sensitive toward potential allies. He says a more sensitive war on terror that reaches out to other nations and brings them to our side. So what he's saying is we need to be more sensitive of the concerns of people that we want to fight with us, not the people that we're fighting against.
Yeah, and maybe not leak the names of people that, you know, that have turned for our side and worked against them, like this guy Khan, and not leak their name in response to being criticized for politicizing terror threats in this country and shattering the opportunities of the Pakistan and English intelligence agencies to make more progress and actually, you know, arresting Al-Qaeda. So in some respects, they're completely insensitive to the point where they're fighting a war against a war on terror.
And, of course, Cheney might want to talk about the economy. Ooh, I guess not.
Right. Well, now we've got this. This is an interesting, the Congressional Budget Office has found a conclusion that's, going to kind of,
It's going to shake people up because, Bush has touted his tax cuts as being one of the hallmarks of his administration. And again, the way the campaign twists things, they go to people who are middle class and working poor people and make it sound like the tax cuts actually help them as much as it helps the rich. And they make it sound as if John Kerry would tax the middle class at a higher rate than they're currently being taxed, both of which are complete nonsense.
Right.
Here's the Congressional Budget Office, which, by the way, is a nonpartisan, independent organization. It works for a Republican Congress with a former economist in the Bush administration at its head. And this is what they are saying, and they're releasing this study actually today.
Yeah.
The wealthiest 20% of Americans whose incomes averaged $182,700 3 years ago saw their share of federal taxes drop from 64.4% to 63.5% this year.
Mm-hmm.
The top 1% saw their share fall from 20.1% fall to 20.1% from 22.2%. Taxpayers with household incomes of 51.5 to 75,006 saw their share increase. Households earning around 75,600 saw their tax burden increase the most, from 18.7 to 19.5.
All right, let me understand this. So Bush's plan overtaxes the middle class and tells them that it gives them a tax break, but it's actually funneling the tax burden onto the middle class from the rich.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that the tax cuts that Bush is touting as benefiting the middle class they don't benefit the middle class. In fact, tax cuts this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office, will boost the income of millionaires by 10.1%, while middle-income families will see a boost of 2.3%.
Let's take some calls. You want to?
Sure.
866-303-2270. You want to weigh in? Give me the laugh, Kent.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a minute on Air America Radio.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270, or you can check us out at morningsedition.com.
This year, I'm hearing two kinds of political humor. Type 1 is the standard fare of Leno, Letterman, and that crew. Easy, cheap shots that are rooted in media stereotypes. You know, George Bush is a moron, John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that type of joke. These are to humor what Chicken McNuggets are to cuisine. They make us laugh, McNuggets will fill you up, but they also reinforce all that's stupid, shallow, and incurious about our political culture. Empty humor calories. The other kind of humor makes us laugh while cutting towards some deeper truth. Okay, so George Bush is thick as a brick. How does he get away with all this stuff? While Daily Show host Jon Stewart interviewed news guy Wolf Blitzer recently, Stewart, in his funny, unique way, asked Blitzer how the mainstream news corps had been so unskeptical of the Bush pretext for the war with Iraq. And there, in the midst of a comedy show, Blitzer cops to groupthink on the part of the media. You could surf the news channels for weeks and never find that insight into today's politics, but it was there on a comedy show. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a
1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jittered?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be... Closed.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run!
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Take it easy, you people. Take it easy, for God's sakes. Al Franken's a funny guy. He can take a little. Can take a little jostling. It's all for comedy. Right now, it's Mark Maron. Mark Riley's here. Kent Jones hanging out.
Yo,
Chris is on the board. We're past it. We're over that little bump in the road because of thinking we had something we didn't. 866-303-2270 is our number. Jonathan Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, New Jersey, in the booth. Brendan already on vacation. Quite a day. Gelman in the other room.
Yep,
it's fun here. We have quite a crew. Here's the presidential palm pilot from another member of our crew who is working in the Oval Office. Ramon has now put his underpants on. Here's the president's schedule for today, 7 a.m. Wake up on West Coast. Stay on message. Kerry is sensitive on terror. 10 a.m. Fly from California to Oregon. Reset watch to 1 hour north. 12:15 p.m. Speak at Small Business Summit, Portland, Oregon. Assure them I'm not just a tool of big business. I want to be a tool of small business as well. 2 p.m. Chop down a redwood. 4 p.m. Speak to Microsoft executives. Thank them for spell check. 6 p.m. Kill an otter.
Oh!
7:20 p.m. Speak at fundraising dinner, Medina, Washington. As a treat for donors, tell them they can all pile into Air Force One for a quick flight to Vancouver to load up on affordable prescription drugs. 11 p.m. bedtime. Think happy thoughts. Headline, quote, New Jersey governor admits gay affair with John Edwards.
Janet.
Scott in Nashville, how are you?
What's up, Scott?
How are you doing?
Good, all right. Man.
I've listened to y'all since the very first morning. Started with Sue and everything.
Yeah.
And I just kind of take offense. I listen to y'all every day, but I mean, the main reason, you know, I'm calling was the Al Franken, cheap shot. You're wanting him to praise you or mention y'all on the radio. The only time I've heard y'all mention him is when you're making fun of him or talking down.
Did we say we wanted him to mention us on the radio?
Yeah, Mark did. He said that he steamrolled and he don't mention none of the other shows.
I don't know if I said that, but we have been sort of busting on Al a little the last couple of days, but I think it's all been in pretty good fun. It's interesting, out of all the things we talk about, that you're going to get upset about that, but I understand your sentiment, and certainly we are grateful to Al for spearheading this whole thing. Thanks for your call, Scott.
Yeah.
Dave in New Hampshire, how are you?
God, I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys are good enough.
smart enough, and God darn it, people like you.
Thank you for pumping up our ego in that way.
All right. Peter in Burlington, Vermont. Peter, how are you?
Actually, it's a good buddy, Skeeter in Burlington.
Oh, Skeeter!
I mean, what is up with Cheney? I mean, this is the same Dick Cheney who tells the senior senator from Vermont to go F himself.
Yep.
The same Dick Cheney who, as far as I'm concerned, his remark about Kerry's sensitivity sounds like he was stooping to gay baiting to me.
I guess, it's not quite. I think he's more trying to characterize him as a peacenik, a liberal, a lefty. I mean, I'm not sure I got that sense of...
Let me tell you something, though. You know, Skeeter may be onto something in this small way. Watch what the Republicans try to do with the McGreevy situation. You watch.
Okay.
You know, they're going to... Remember, they got the convention coming up right across the river from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Watch what they try, how they try and subtly weave the McGreevy thing into the issues debate, into the values, the whole morality.
Into the language.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a governor over there. He resigned. Now, never mind, a Republican governor in Connecticut resigned for corruption. But in this instance, you watch and see what they do.
Yeah, let's talk to Diggit.
Diggit and Hastings.
What's up, buddy?
Actually, I'm not your buddy.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know. Anyway, I was just questioning your use of the word nonsense when you were talking about their characterization of taxes on the middle class. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not nonsense. It's a lie. I don't think you guys use the word lies enough.
Oh, okay.
I thought I did say something about it being a lie.
You mean that there...
It seems to me you said it was nonsense.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're being lied to all the time.
Right. So you're saying that what they're saying about taxes is a lie. And
it's
this
a lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
What they're saying about Kerry, it's a lie.
Absolutely. Can we be friends if we're not going to be buddies?
Yeah, please.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, we're definitely friends, but they're liars.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you, Diggit.
Appreciate it.
I had that moment where I thought she was like she's like, I'm not your friend because I don't believe
in the word that you say.
I think it was a male-female thing.
Right. Yeah.
I get it. All of a sudden I got real sensitive. Like, the guy gets all mad at me for doing an Al Franken impression.
But remember, sensitivities don't win wars.
But that's not true. But she's right. They are lying. And we'll be... Well, see, then we don't want to step on Al's area, the lie thing.
Uh-oh.
We're just trying to get a little internet-work friction going.
Creative tension among the shows.
Pasquale in Barcelona.
Barcelona?
We talked to him before. How are you, man?
What's up, Pasquale?
Good.
It's been a long time no talk to
you. I know, it's nice to hear from you.
I want to bring up a point that you mentioned in your first hour.
Okay.
When you were talking about why they chose the puppet we have sitting in the White House over John McCain.
Yeah.
And the main reason that I saw, and I brought this up to a group of guys back in 2000, is the fact that John McCain, although he's Republican, he's a free thinker himself, and he says things the way he sees it, and not basically in public control. They needed someone that they can control in that office, and therefore they put Bush in there. As you can see, his cabinet is made up of all the old cronies of his own man.
Oh, absolutely, without question.
Yep.
What?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can see him, when you see him on his own, like on Larry King last night, you really get to see the sense that there's nothing going on behind him, that he is really completely managed. We got someone calling on LIB.
Listening to LIB.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What are you talking about on there? Why don't you talk about the issues? We're writing for our lives out here. I hear vaginas. I don't want to hear that. And don't put me on the air. I am telling you right now, I do not want to go on the air.
Sorry.
What? I'm talking about the issues on the air then.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
We appreciate it.
Orienting us toward the issues.
Absolutely. That was the original talk about the issues guy.
Yeah. issue guy number one.
Apparently
told our screener, you're stealing his lines, man.
Yeah, well, thank God he didn't want to go on the air. Why are we talking about the issues?
Yeah, so that was, who was that? That masked man.
That was really him, man.
Oh, it was Brendan.
Brendan!
Yeah. He's already on vacation.
He's on vacation, but apparently up. I wonder if the ship is sinking without me.
Yeah, right? Is the network still there?
Help, we're taking all kinds of heat here. I just love it that the only thing that we've taken heat for, the conservatives don't call us, but liberals are like, hey, lay off Franken.
That's
you
right.
You owe him a debt. I
you
love Al Franken. I thank God that he helped us get this thing started. He's a great man.
Coming up, humorist Martin Lewis, you on the telephone, Recovery Corner, the Liberal Agenda, all here on Air America Radio.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. 2 weeks ago, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge warned of a possible Al-Qaeda attacks in certain locations, financial institutions in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Newark, New Jersey. But what remains a mystery was when those attacks would occur. Now there's word from a White House official who remains anonymous that the administration had no evidence of imminent plans by the terrorists. Top Bush administration official yesterday said that Al-Qaeda wants to strike America in the next 60 days in a bid to influence the November election. The official said they are concerned about August, September based on intelligence. The senior official said the threat could last till October. New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy stunned the state and the country yesterday with word of his resignation, disclosure of his gay lifestyle, and his admission of having had a clandestine affair with another man. McGreevy, ironically, was opposed to same-sex marriages. And still no sign of radical Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr as the offensive in the job continues by American and Iraqi soldiers. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Imagine all the instruments you hear playing are actually pictures created by different printers. Well, over time, those pictures would fade. One by one by one. Except for the one picture made with Epson DuraBright inks. The only inks that resist fading, water, and smudging. Because anything else just doesn't play. For more information, visit Epson.com.
It's back to school time, and if you want a great deal, buy the Epson Stylus CX6400 All-in-One with DuraBright Inks and get a $20 mail-in rebate from Epson, plus a $30 rebate from select retailers. See Epson.com for Epson rebate details. Now available at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples.
Laura Flanders.
Iraqis are talking about a civilian massacre worse than My Lai. Soldiers report spiraling rates of post-traumatic stress. On the Laura Flanders Show, we'll hear from reporters on the ground in Najaf and from veterans who've just returned from the war Washington wants us to forget. We'll also talk with a former CIA officer in Lebanon about how the agency created Al-Qaeda and spend an hour with Jonathan Brooks. All that on the Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
We're back. It's Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo.
It's Air America Radio, the Al Franken Network.
For those of you who didn't know that.
People are get so sensitive. I got to tell you, the why don't they talk about the issues we're fighting for our lives guy actually called. Brendan did an impression of him on the phone, but the guy actually called and said they stole our line. He stole that we stole his line, and we wanted to put that guy in the air so bad, and then we were forced to capture the spirit of his angst, and it has become the signature of our show here, and we want to thank him.
Yes.
I am thanking him because you keep us talking about the issues. I also want to say that I forgot to mention that I have a bet with Colin Quinn that Dick Cheney will, he thinks that Dick Cheney's going to drop dead before the election. I put $40 on that he won't. In the studio right now, humorous and political commentator who is going to tell us a little bit about some of the things he's involved with Bruce Springsteen and Little Steven, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Swift Boat things, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
Please welcome Martin Lewis. How are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed, and thank you very much for inviting a token Brit back into your studio.
That's right. Sure. Thanks. Well, you know, he was here, what, the second or third show we did?
We had our own Brit then.
Have you got it organized yet?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're all organized.
We're all organized. We got our bets on British football the whole night.
Before we get into the commentary, Ellen, tell us a little bit about this this garage rock thing you're doing with Bruce. Because Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman in New Jersey, and our editorial producer, is a Bruce Springsteen fanatic.
Well, Bruce is just a wonderful small part of this thing. You may have heard about it. My dear friend, Little Steven, yeah. Steven Van Zandt, is a great champion of garage rock. Sorry, he called it garage rock, but
right.
That's a mispronunciation. Garage rock. It's the beauty of original rock and roll, the spirit, you know, from
yeah,
the 50s, 60s, 70s. And he's put together an amazing festival that takes place here in New York on Randall's Island tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a 12-hour extravaganza, and I have the privilege of being one of the hosts, and some of the other hosts and MCs include Bruce Springsteen and James Gandolfini and Vincent Pastore and Kim Fowley, wonderful folks. And the bands they've got playing, there are 40 bands playing in one day,
mm-hmm.
which is slightly scary. But
that's great. That's great.
There are a lot of the new and up-and-coming bands.
It's going to be a great time.
But then they've also got bands. There's the New York Dolls. There's Iggy Pop and the
Stooges. They're getting the New York Dolls back together?
Whoa.
Well, the remains of the New York Dolls.
Johnny Thunders is dead.
Yes, but
Iggy and the Stooges with the Ashton Brothers, or what?
They haven't given me the full lineup. But not only Iggy and New York Dolls, the Strokes, who I know are very popular here in New York and elsewhere, but also they've got some other British bands that you might remember, the Pretty Things, who were rivals. You look blankly at me. The Pretty Things were rivals.
Well, you know, I'm a young man, Martin.
Well, I know that. The Pretty Things, who were rivals to the Stones in the early days. And they've even got my dear, dear favorite, Nancy Sinatra.
Oh,
who is a hero to us all. So 40 bands, and this is called, it's called Little Steven's International Underground Garage Festival.
So fly in for that if you're listening anywhere in the country other than New York. Fly in. Sounds like it's going to be a great afternoon. Now, I was watching CNN the other day, Martin, and I saw John O'Neill. I saw John O'Neill, the Swift Boat for Truth guy, and I really resented him.
Well, apart from anything else, didn't they have the word sick, S-I-C, after the word truth? I think that should be the thing. I actually was able to out John O'Neill, since we're outing people at the moment. John O'Neill is a liar, an absolute liar, and I had evidence, and I ran a piece that appeared on Salon.com.
What was the evidence?
Very simple. It's not the biggest lie, but it goes, I think lawyers say, it goes to credibility. If you find somebody out in an outright lie, then you're entitled to say, we don't trust this guy. He appeared in April on CNN Wolf Blitzer, and he had told the producers, oh, I haven't done a TV interview for years, and you can say that when you interview me.
I remember this. I read your piece, yeah.
Yeah, and so Wolf Blitzer, who's a very nice guy, was just saying, hey, we have a world exclusive,
right.
We haven't been on TV in years, and the first question he said to John O'Neill, tell me why you're speaking out now, and John O'Neill said, well, I haven't spoken out in years. Lie. A flagrant lie.
Yes.
The person attacking John Kerry is a liar because he had appeared on C-SPAN just 3 weeks earlier. And forgive me if I'm wrong here, but I think C-SPAN is a TV network. And I even called up the producer from C-SPAN, and the occasion was that they had shown the original Dick Cavett show with John O'Neill and John Kerry debating. And because they were showing it, C-SPAN had interviewed John O'Neill 3 weeks earlier and had an extensive interview. I called the producer from C-SPAN. I said, was he aware that you were doing an interview for television? Oh, yeah, he was aware. Is there any chance that John O'Neill didn't know he was doing an interview? No, he knew what he was doing. So John O'Neill flat out lied, and I know why he lied. He thought it would be more important on CNN.
He wanted to get as much attention as possible.
Yeah, so he said, oh, no, I haven't done an interview. If he lies about the small things or medium-sized things, he's a flagrant liar. And I'm not surprised he's a liar, because when you think about it, this guy is like the Terminator. He was given a mission. He was hired. He was brought out of the ditch by the Nixon White House.
But Chuck Colson, originally a Republican pawn from the beginning.
Exactly. They were looking for somebody. It was literally like the Terminator. They were looking for somebody to destroy John Kerry, who even then, I mean, Richard Nixon wasn't that stupid. He knew that John Kerry was making a huge impact on middle America.
Well, you know, we're going to play the second installment of the Swift Boats for Truth ad for you on the other side of this with Martin Lewis here on Air America Radio. Also, we'll take your calls at 866-303-2270 if you got questions for Martin or you got some bile of some kind. We'll talk to you in a minute. Want to add your 2 cents? Give us a call at 866-303-2270 and give us your best shot.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc. Member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
So be it. 866-303-2270, Morning's Edition, Mark Maron, Mark Riley, Martin Lewis is here. I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark!
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. As always, I'm offering my counsel to my temporary sponsee, George W. Now, George, look, I'm going on vacation for a week. I'm not taking my cell phone, and frankly, I could use a little time away from you. Okay, I don't know how much longer I can carry it, buddy. Look down at the sand. There's only one set of footprints there, you know what I'm saying? But you're not alone, George W. It's a big organization, and they're here to help, kind of like the RNC without the dirty tricks, slush funds, and whatnot. Go to www.aa-dc.org. All right? Hundreds of meetings full of people who share your struggle with substance abuse. They may not share your struggle with syntax, but you'll get a sympathetic ear nonetheless. These people won't judge you, and it may be the only group in the next 2 months that won't. So remember, keep the plug in the jug. There's no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Bend your knees before you bend your elbow. Sorrow is looking back. Worry is looking forward. If you got 1 foot in yesterday, the other foot in tomorrow, you're being on today. Get to a meeting. Don't drink. Let's hear that for Martin. I want to play Martin that second installment in the Swift Boat for Truth campaign. Yeah.
If you have any questions about what John Kerry's made of, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
John Kerry?
He bad. John Kerry bad. I don't like him. John Kerry bad. John Kerry just loses.
Me no like John Kerry.
He not good.
John Kerry's my poop. Fire truck.
John Kerry not good.
Kerry no good.
Bad.
I don't like John Kerry.
John Kerry took my shoe.
A Swift Book Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
So what do we really know about what's got with you like that, by the way?
Yes, except he didn't mention I'm George W. Bush and I approve of this message.
Oh, wait.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
There you go.
So no one's really been talking about the military personnel abroad or the 7 million voters abroad. How does that work out? Who are they?
Well, it is indeed a huge section of the population and that's been ignored. There are 7 million Americans abroad, approximately, who are entitled to vote. And normally, of course, they don't bother to vote because it's no big deal. Why would their vote make a difference? After 2000, a lot of those people abroad are obviously conscious that they should be voting. But in addition to that, what they have experienced, if you live overseas, you have a different perspective of American foreign policy. You haven't been subjected to the kind of sleepiness that the American media mainly has had about foreign policy, and therefore there is an expectation that there is going to be a very, very significant vote. And when you think about it, 7 million votes.
That's a lot.
You vote actually in your original home state. That's where your vote
is cast.
Yeah, but if you counted up 7 million, if 7 million were one voting block, that would be the 12th largest state in America, and it's 12%. It's 4% of the electorate. And when we're worrying about Ralph Nader's 4%, this is a 4% that everyone should be concerned with. And I think that though they're the traditional assumption is that this is primarily a Republican vote, I do not think that's going to be the case. I think a lot of people who've been living overseas who are ashamed of the way their nation's foreign policy has been conducted, and I think they're going to express themselves.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. How about Wendy in Connecticut? Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, I don't think the Bush administration knows the meaning of words.
Yeah.
Sovereign.
Yes.
Imminent.
Yes.
Compassionate.
Yes.
Conservative.
Yeah, or sensitivity.
And even the small words like healthy and clear.
Yeah, no, they...
And you guys dictionaries or something, you know?
They misuse and reframe all kinds of words. Thank you, Wendy. Certainly not the word sensitive, which, Cheney decided was some sort of negative thing.
Yes, but Bush last night on Larry King did use the word expenditure.
Do we have any of that?
It's four syllables. You've got to give the guy credit. He did manage four syllables.
Oh, he did, and when he gets a whole sentence out, he's thrilled. What do we got from that, Chris?
Senator McCain has asked to be condemned the attack on his service.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Well, I say they ought to get rid of all those 527s, these independent expenditures that have flooded the airways. There have been millions of dollars spent up until this point in time. I signed a law that I thought would get rid of those. And I called on the senator to let's just get anybody who feels like they got to run them to not do so.
Do you condemn them? The statements made about his...
Well, I haven't seen the ad, but what I do condemn is these unregulated soft money expenditures by very wealthy people.
Of course he saw it.
You see, Michael Moore got it right. The funniest lines in Fahrenheit 9-1-1 are by George. Give the guy credit. He's very funny. He's upset with people with a lot of money affecting the election. That's a very funny straight line. He delivered it perfectly.
Yeah, true.
But it's interesting what he's doing. He knows what happened. He knows the nature of the ad. He knows all about it. But he chose to say that, know, he thinks Kerry was noble, but the expenditure by, you know, he was using it as a threat, you know, saying that the only reason this happened is someone didn't follow my orders.
Exactly. It's also the equivalent of the Willie Horton ad, the way that the Bush campaign didn't really distance themselves in 1988 from the Willie Horton ad. Yeah. It was just, you know, we didn't condone that ad. However, let us not forget that Karl Rove is not stupid. Karl Rove was a disciple of Lee Atwater. Unfortunately, Lee Atwater, who did repent when he, you know, I'm not saying that it came from above, Jerry Falwell would say that, but when Lee Atwater was stricken with a terrible illness, he felt full of remorse, and he apologized. He had this deathbed confession about his disgusting tactics. I'm not wishing an illness on Karl Rove, but maybe he could follow Lee Atwater's confession.
Who's that other guy, that other protege of Lee Atwater? David Brock? Is that the guy's name who was... is that the guy who he now is...
David Brock is a wonderful guy. He was...
Media Matters, David Brock.
Yeah, he was duped...
what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was duped into being part of that thing. He knows there was a conspiracy. He was part of it. And but then he had the courage.
Right.
He had the courage to come out, literally, from it, because there's nothing more embarrassing than being a conservative. And he actually came out from being a conservative.
Exactly.
And admitted what had been done to Anita Hill. And Media Matters is an amazing organization, and they're catching the lies every day.
Beautiful.
MediaMatters.org.
We got Emma in Batavia, New York. My dad used to live up there. Good morning.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to point out there's another sort of large John O'Neill lie that's come out. MediaMatters.org exposed it, and it's on BuzzFlash.com this morning. He's going around on all of these shows. I saw him on Hardball, I think, just last night, saying that he's not a Republican and has voted for Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. But according to the Center for Responsive Politics, he's given more than $14,000 to Republican federal candidates in the since 1990. So that, to me, seems pretty seriously Republican.
Yeah, and all Republicans.
But he was turned out by the Republicans. He's been a whore for the Republicans since the early 70s when they pimped him to assault Kerry's reputation during the Nixon administration.
Interestingly, what he hasn't got is, that's why I call him the Terminator, because he hasn't got the message. Richard Nixon, in disgrace, he's dead, the mission is over. Chuck Colson, a felon. Haldeman, a felon. The people who programmed him to go after John Kerry were all disgraced, all discovered to be having people who shredded the American Constitution.
It's really hard
just
to
get the message.
Yeah, once the hard drive is imprinted, though, it's very hard to
erase. Is very maybe we need to do the end of that Terminator, you know, the big scene where they actually drop him into the big vat. not that I'm personally advocating
that. That would be good television. Thanks for joining us, Martin Lewis. Good to see you, as always.
Good
Take
to
care.
See you, man.
Have
Thanks
fun
so
at the concert.
Much.
We'll be back in a minute on Air America Radio.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
That's the sound of college graduates kissing federal government officials. Why are they doing it? Because they're saving more than half on their student loan payments with a government program through Next Student. And it's making them, well, a bit affectionate. You see, the government is offering a free federal student loan consolidation program to help you cut your payments by more than half every month, which means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket. And it's so easy to do. There are no credit checks, no out-of-pocket expenses. In fact, it's absolutely free and takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're eligible. Thousands of graduates are taking advantage of this program every day. And you, too, can find out if you're eligible to save more than half on your student loan payments in less than 5 minutes with a simple call to NextStudent. Kiss your expensive loan payments could buy. Find out how you can cut your student loan payments by more than half. Call Next Student today at 1-800-985-NEXT. That's 1-800-985-NEXT. 1-800-985-NEXT.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, sailor shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
Easy chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR, but they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE, or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Coming in for landing here on Morning's Edition, then taking off again, getting out of town. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Hey!
Sarah America Radio. Melanie, relax. Will you relax, please? We got one more call here, it looks like, and then we're going to talk a little bit about leaving. We got Kevin in D.C. How are you, Kevin?
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Right. Talking about ads, have you heard the ads that they're putting out on the black radio stations?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
They were my dogs of the week.
Oh, okay. I must have missed the conversation. Did you talk about the fact that the guy who's financing it?
J. Patrick Rooney.
Exactly. Did you hear what he said about being elected deacon of his church?
Yeah, he said he attended an all-black church.
Right, and that he was elected over others, and he's one of them. And then he goes around and puts out an ad attacking Teresa.
Yeah, now, one of them. Who's them?
Them. It's always good when you use the word them.
Yeah, black people love to be called them.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, they finally elected me over other black people to their church board. I'm one of them.
Yeah, and how many pockets did he have to grease to get that gig?
Yeah,
I wonder why he's on the board. I guess that way the board doesn't have to bother to go to him for the new addition to their outreach center or something.
Let me explain to you real quickly why they would put a guy like him on the head of their board, okay? This has to do with the faith-based initiatives, all right? Black churches, some of them, not all of them, some of them, want to get some of that faith-based money. So who better to put on their board than a white guy who donates huge sums of money to Republicans and Republican causes and Republican candidates? And that way, if George W. Bush were to get reelected, then these guys would figure, well, hey, that faith-based money will just come pouring in because our guy, Rooney, is on the board. It's a simple thing. It's just follow the money.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
That's Riley's way of getting to the truth, and it's a lot of people's way of getting to the truth. I just, you know, if I had followed the money, you know, I would be a much wealthier person.
Me too.
Yeah. So you do it intellectually.
When the conservatives came to me and said, look, you know, we got something for you over here. You want to change your belief system?
Yeah.
I would have said yes.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm only kidding.
Let's just say, have a great week while we're gone. We got a lot of great best of shows all next week.
Yes.
There's some questions about whether the blog will be up. I can't answer those questions. Well, it's, I don't know, Jonathan is not clear on that either because he'll be drinking. But I want you all to have a great time while we're away, and we do have some great ones. We've got, you know, Michael Ware, Barney Frank. We've got
Mike Doty.
There's going to be a lot of great shows. Will Ferrell. I mean, it's obviously not going to be as fun as having us right here in the flesh, but we'll be here in spirit.
And it's only a week.
Yeah, and I'll be back a week from, Monday.
A week from Monday, absolutely.
Well, let's close it out with the Liberal Agenda from the Streisand Compound. Here it is. Here are your marching orders for today. One, lobby to change name of movie from Alien vs. Predator to Alien and Predator Learn to Celebrate Each Other's Differences. Two, have the name of Tourette Syndrome changed to Syndrome. Oh, no. We're going to do that again. Challenged. Hey, that's the funny. All right. Three, have your unwashed vermin-infested hippie body declared a natural habitat. Yes. Four, walk really slowly through crosswalks if an SUV is waiting. That'll work. Five, phrase of the day. Just drop it into any conversation on any subject. Quote, you know, in Europe, what I'm doing isn't even considered a problem. End quote. Have a great vacation.
All right. Coming up next week, a full week packed with nothing but our greatest moments. That's right. Mind-blowing interviews, our funniest bits, and our best guests, including the exclusive in-studio performance by Mike Doty, the former frontman from Soul Coughing, and Congresswoman Corrine Brown from Florida in the tub. That's right. The best of Morning Sedition all next week on Air America Radio. Maren, have a great one, huh?
You too, man. I'll see you in a week.
Yeah.